what's happening with the broadcast.
Sharp broadcast. Really good.
You do know that radio broadcast was a hoax.
Additional restrictions to broadcast standards?
Yes, people are pretty upset.
Which means I'm free of all broadcast regulations.
You are being broadcast around the world.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Trump gets sworn in yesterday morning, and by yesterday evening, the Buckeyes are national champs. You talk about a new golden age of America winning. Unbelievable. That was just one day. That was Monday. Jeez. Oh, my word. Oh, we're going to have a great 4 years. I have to tell you, it's going to be a great 4 years. Thanks so much for joining us. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Incredible show for you today. I know the big buzz in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
It's all about why a large trash hauler can't seem to haul trash. The problems with trash collections in Belmont County is unbelievable, and it's going to be traced back to one company. I've reached out to this company, by the way, to see if they wanted to come on the air and give us their side. No response yet. But later on this morning, live exclusive interview with Dwayne Pelek. He is the one of the guys who is the main cog. I don't know if he's the owner or part owner. I don't know what he does there, but he's a big guy, a really important guy. With Ohio Valley Waste Systems, full disclosure, he is my client. Full disclosure, I use Ohio Valley Waste Systems to take care of our trash at our home, and they are fantastic. They are wonderful. I am the envy of my neighbors because my trash hauler actually hauls away my trash. I know it's the craziest thing. So we'll be talking about that later on this morning. Live exclusive interview. Dwayne's going to be here. Be here in studio. Can you believe this? Yesterday, Trump gets sworn in, 101 executive orders, and he's there in the Oval Office talking to reporters as he's signing all these executive orders. They've already got so many things in gear to get stuff done and keep his word and all that. And by that same evening, the Buckeyes are national champions. I mean, my God, this is, and now it's just Tuesday. So who knows what's going to happen today? Could there be anything more? I don't know. We'll see. Life can be pretty funny. All right. So we've got all of that. Also, as I predicted, this useless piece of trash, Joe Biden and his grifter family, I predicted that they would hold off, that Biden would hold off on any other pardons until right before the inauguration of Trump. To try to kind of dump all over the swearing-in ceremony and all of that. And sure enough, about 15 minutes before the swearing-in ceremony, Joe Biden announces that he has given preemptive pardons, which, by the way, are not constitutional, preemptive pardons to all of his family members, all five or six of them, the whole grifting family. And it's really interesting because they go back to 2014, as did the pardon for this useless weasel, Anthony Fauci. 2014, way, 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 way before this whole coronavirus thing and the wet markets in Wuhan and the COVID-19 and this, that, and the other. Back to 2014. 2014 is the year that they started experimenting with these gain-of-function germs, what some people think are essentially bioweapons in Ukraine. And that's the reason why we are really in Ukraine now, and that we're trying to cover the feds are trying to cover this thing up. Hopefully it's going to be exposed now. You know, why this insane obsession with Ukraine. My guess is, especially now with the pardons, that the bioweapons that they were experimenting on in Ukraine was the real story here. and that Fauci's pardon goes back to 2014. Way, way, way beyond the pandemic. When you really stop and think about it, the enormity of this thing is difficult to overstate. But we're going to get to the bottom of all of this because now there's a new sheriff in town and he's got his people with him and it's going to be different. We're going to learn so much. It's unbelievable. It's really funny. The Democrats have no problem now with Joe Biden giving... Oh, by the way, Biden did not pardon himself, which I thought was kind of interesting. But he did pardon all of his family members. Preemptive pardon. And again, if you've done nothing wrong, why do you need a pardon? Why do you need a pardon? And as for Anthony Fauci, it's like, you got to trust the science. Nothing says trust the science like a preemptive pardon that goes back 10 years. We've all been played. I warned you about this almost from day one, and I paid a steep price in terms of being shadow banned and throttled on social media. And kicked off of some social media, too, because I kept telling people Fauci is a liar. He's been lying about all of this stuff, and here's proof. His own words, different interviews. I'm still paying the price for it. I have close to 7,000 followers on Facebook, and yet Facebook continues to shadow ban me and throttle me. I'll be lucky if I have more than, I don't know, 500 or 1,000 views for any one of my Facebook live streams, even though I have 7,000 followers. They're still doing it. To this day, they're still doing it. It's absolutely unbelievable. By the way, if you'd like to see the show, not that there's much to see. In fact, there's nothing to see until at least 8 o'clock when Dwayne comes in here. You can go to my Facebook page, Dimitri, spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. And Vassilaris rhymes with Asilaris. And there I am. You can see the Facebook live stream. Again, not much to see. You'll see a microphone. You'll see a world-class studio. And you'll see me struggling, trying to put together two coherent thoughts in the same morning. All right, so there's all of that. So the Democrats are pretty quiet right now regarding all of these preemptive pardons for Joe Biden's family. Funny, though, when the conversation a few years ago was about pardoning family members, they had a whole different point of view. This is Chuck Schumer, not all that long ago, sharing his concerns about giving family members pardons.
The president seems intent on filling each of his remaining days in office with petulance, grievance, self-interest. The president's reportedly asking his staff about whether he can preemptive pardons for himself, his family members, Rudy Giuliani. There's a simple answer, no. No, Mr. President, that would be a gross abuse of the presidential pardon authority.
Chuck Schumer. It gets a lot worse than that. There are so many different people in the media over the past 4 years. In fact, this was right when Trump was leaving office because of the rigged election. And there was all this concern about, oh, Trump is going to issue preemptive pardons for his family members. Here's a montage, if you'll pardon my French, a montage of liberal talking heads telling us what a terrible idea it is for a president to issue preemptive pardons to family members.
Of somebody getting a preemptive pardon who was innocent of all crime, who's just an innocent person. Have you ever heard of that? Just somebody getting a blanket pardon and they're an innocent person.
But no, it's the president's own family. It's people that have been covering up for the president in addition to his own family.
Is there an innocent explanation for someone to seek preemptive pardons for family members? Would you do that if you knew you were innocent and just worried about outside forces?
The answer to that is going to be no. If you haven't done anything wrong, you sit there and go, what do you need a preemptive pardon for?
If he pardons people preemptively, he's essentially telling the public that these people have committed crimes. And we may not be aware of what they are, but the pardon is clear evidence that crimes have been committed.
I imagine if he decides to issue these preemptive pardons, it will be cast in a way that he is protecting his family and protecting their reputations from, you know, villainous exterior forces that are against him.
First off, we should just take a deep breath and acknowledge the audacity of a president who's so clearly concerned about his own criminal culpability and that of his family members that pardons are a major obsession with him.
The idea of a kind of prospective pardon, this sort of permanent federal get out of jail free card, that seems to be what we're talking about in the case of this, right, with Giuliani and his three eldest children who, as far as we know, have not been convicted of a crime. Maybe they've committed a lot and they don't want to face action. I don't know. It's weird. I wouldn't ask for a pardon. I don't think I deserve one because I don't think I've done anything criminal. But like, where does that come from? That concept that you can just kind of wave your magic pardon wand.
We have Tish James. We have Xavier Becerra. Mimi Rocha is literally my DA in my town. There will be opportunities to prosecute these people regardless if they abuse the pardon power as they are thinking.
Hopefully, Ellie, there will be a skyfall on this entire crime family, and there will be another day for them to die.
The president does indeed pardon, let's say, Rudy Giuliani or any members of his family. Would you see that, and I asked Preet Bharara this question, as essentially an admission of guilt?
I certainly would view it that way. I think millions of Americans would view it that way. If there was no belief in criminality, why would he think a pardon was necessary?
CNN has learned President Biden will pardon his son, Hunter Biden.
No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. That was 4 years ago. Rumors about Trump pardoning family members, which of course he didn't do. They didn't do anything wrong. But that was the media 4 years ago. And now that Joe Biden has pardoned all of the grifters in his disgusting family, some of this wonderful meme I wanted to share with you. It's a picture of a newscaster, news anchor. And he's saying, in today's news, Joe Biden did everything he said he would not do. And Donald Trump did everything he said he would do. Boy, ain't that the truth, huh? Ain't that the truth? I got to tell you, we got a great show for you today. We've got lots more stuff that I want to play for you. And this thing with Fauci, he's not out of the woods yet, not by any stretch of the imagination. And again, preemptive pardon. Again, the media is not even talking about this. It's not constitutional. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows a president to do a preemptive pardon.